Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour tout le monde. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 100, numéro 100. I was planning to do something special for this episode, for the 100th episode, but honestly, I couldn't come up with anything fancy. So instead, we are going to do what we are all here to do, which is to learn some French. But again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast and thank you so much for your support over the years, because I know that some of you have been listening from the first episode, which was back in March 2020. But enough chit-chat. Let's get to it. This episode is part of the most common mistakes in French series, where I share with you verbs, words, or expressions that often get mixed up. And today we'll look at two little words, oui and si. They both mean yes and no, they are not interchangeable. And by the way, if you are new to the podcast, make sure you have your lesson cheat sheet so you can hear what I'm saying and have a look at the spelling as well. Now, there are no exercises for this particular lesson, but you can head over to the French Made Easy library to download all of the other episodes' exercises. All the links are in the episode notes. All right, so when to use si and when to use oui. Oui and si both mean yes, and they are used to express an affirmative answer. Now, there are actually other meanings possible for si, but today we're only going to focus on si in the context where it means yes. The rule is that if you are answering yes to a negative question in French, the translation for yes is si. But if the question is not negative, then the translation for the answer yes is oui. So let's see some examples. Do you understand my question? Vous comprenez ma question? Vous comprenez ma question? This is a yes or no question. So the question invites two types of answers, yes or no. And as you can see, this is not a negative question. So first answer possible. No, I don't understand your question. Non, je ne comprends pas votre question. Second answer possible. Yes, I understand your question. Oui, je comprends votre question. All right, so up to here, quite simple. The question is affirmative and this is a yes or no question. So two answers possible, non and oui. Now, what happens if someone asks a negative question instead? Par exemple, don't you understand my question? Vous ne comprenez pas ma question? This is also a yes or no question. So the question invites two types of answers, yes or no. But this time, this is a negative question. So, first answer possible. No, I don't understand your question. Non, je ne comprends pas votre question. Here in your answer, nothing changes. We keep non. Second answer possible. Yes, I understand your question. Si. Je comprends votre question. This time, you have to use si instead of oui, simply because the question was negative. It actually means that you are disagreeing with the person asking you a question. If you are lost, let's see some other examples. I'm sure that's going to help a little bit. Do you like pasta? Tu aimes les pâtes? No, I don't like pasta. Non, je n'aime pas les pâtes. Or, yes, I like pasta. Oui, j'aime les pâtes. Now, if a negative question is asked instead, like, don't you like pasta? Tu n'aimes pas les pâtes? Non, je n'aime pas les pâtes. No, I don't like pasta. Nothing changes. Yes, I like pasta. Here you have to be careful because the question was negative. You have to translate yes as si. Let's see some more examples. Do they speak French? Ils parlent français? No. They do not speak French. Non, ils ne parlent pas français. Or, oui, ils parlent français. Now listen to that. The question is asked negatively. Don't they speak French? Ils ne parlent pas français? Non, ils ne parlent pas français. Si, ils parlent français. Yes, they speak French. Here the question was negative, so I use si instead of oui. And that concludes our lesson. I hope that it wasn't too confusing for you. Just remember that when someone asks a question and you want to reply yes, then yes is oui if the question is affirmative, and C if the question is negative. So that's that. I hope you enjoyed the lesson. Now you know the difference between oui and C, and most importantly, you know that they are not interchangeable. I'll chat with you on the next episode. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.